Hello, hello. Welcome to What to Read Wednesdays, your go-to podcast for staff picks from your friends at Delaware County District Library. Here, we'll talk about books, podcasts, and other relevant media. I'm your host, Annie Pasma. Hello, everyone. Glad you could be back with me today. I hope you're having a fun time getting ready for Halloween. I love to pass out candy and meet the neighbors and all of their children. October is one of my favorite months because I love celebrating the Protestant Reformation.
I was a history major, and I just love everything about history and especially the Protestant Reformation. So all month, I listen to Gregorian chants. My friends and my sisters made so much fun of me for being such a nerd. But personally, I think they are missing out. So, but what do you love about October? Let me know by emailing me at whattoread@delawarelibrary.org. All right, so let's hear what Mark has been reading lately.
Hi, my name is Mark Stevens, and I work circulation at the Powell Branch. And the book I'd like to talk to you about today is entitled The Vanishing Act of Esma Lennox, and the author is Maggie O'Farrell. And I would say this book would be great for either young adult readers or adult readers. I am just so excited to tell you about this book. I read it when it was published in 2006, and it has remained one of my favorite books to recommend. So many times I have said to fellow book lovers, "Oh, have you read The Vanishing Act of Esma Lennox?" This small book of only 250 pages is a stunning page-turner that has always stuck with me, both for the gripping characters and plot, and also for the surprising ending. This book is literary fiction that could also be classified as women's fiction because all the major characters are women. The setting is in Scotland and spans the Edwardian period up to modern times. This book opens with 20-something Iris receiving a phone call that her great aunt, Esme, must be released from the mental institution because it is being torn down. What a shock, because Iris didn't even know Esme existed. She has always been told her grandmother Kitty was an only child. She also learns that amazingly, Esme has lived in the institution for 61 years. The author does a great job of developing Esme's character. When Esme comes to live with Iris, we begin to discover Esme's life story. It takes a while to understand because Esme's mind often jumps back and forth from the present to the past. We eventually do learn, though, that Esme should have never, ever been put into a mental institution. You see, things were different for affluent women of the Edwardian era. Esme was a high-strung young woman who cared very little for social convention, which definitely put a strain on her parents, who were working hard to matchmake their oldest daughter, Kitty, into a socially advantageous marriage. After one too many socially embarrassing situations, Esme's parents decide to follow a too common practice of the time by placing a nervous Esme in a home where she can be calmed down. Unfortunately, Esme's strong personality clashes with the hospital staff, and stronger medication is prescribed. That, plus ensuing family problems, cause Esme to just never leave the facility. It's not that the family abandoned her. It's more that events just slipped away from them, and Esme is trapped. This book will haunt you and definitely surprise you. How sad that strong-willed women sometimes shared Esme's fate in those days. Also sad is the fact that Kitty is still alive, but trapped in the swirling fog of Alzheimer's. The good news is that Iris is still able to discover some important past events from her grandmother's life, and family secrets will come to the surface. It is so interesting to see how the wealthy ancestors of Iris, who now runs a small clothing store, live so differently from her. Poor, harmless Esme, essentially a stranger to everyone after she leaves the institution. Such a life wasted, but yet you will be impressed by her indomitable spirit that causes her to never give up striving to regain her freedom and to be the woman she was meant to be. This wonderful fast read is available on both Libby and Hoopla.
I know I've said this before, but I love listening to Mark's recommendations. And I hate listening to Mark's recommendations because my to-read pile is huge. I can imagine that it's the same for you. You should let me know by emailing me. I'd love to hear from you. So Katie from the Orange Branch has a nice spooky title for you to pick up next time you are at the library.
Hello, this is Katie at the Orange Branch. I'd love to recommend some scary reads to you this Halloween. I am definitely a big fan of reading horror novels and really, really enjoyed one of the most recent Stephen King titles called The Outsider. The Outsider is almost undescribable in how creepy it is. This has an investigation of a rather brutal murder of a young boy by what turns out to be the local Little League coach. Or so you think. It turns out that this Little League coach is not everything that he seems, and the entire plot of the book wraps around the investigation of whether or not a person can be everything that they seem. The audiobook for this was narrated by Will Patton, and it is fantastic. Patton does a great job with Stephen King's writings. He is gruff and kind of rough around the edges, which is perfect for the main character, Ralph. I also recommend, if you have HBO, looking into the televised version of this book. It was a miniseries on over the spring and summer, and it was incredibly creepy. Hope you like this book, and if you enjoy scary books and being scared, especially during Halloween season, definitely visit the Orange Branch. We have a lot of horror fans here. Happy reading, and don't forget to sleep with the lights on.
If you are like Katie and enjoy horror, fantastic. I, for one, cannot handle it, like, at all. I just can't handle horror. So definitely head to the Orange Branch to talk all things horror, or talk to Via at the main branch or Mandy at the Powell branch. Reggie from our wonderful tech services has another horror title for you today. In 2018, the world was swept into darkness with the movie Bird Box, starring Sandra Bullock. This movie was based on an amazing horror tale by Josh Mallerman and follows the life of Mallory and her two children, all blindfolded, trying to navigate a river to a better, safer existence. Their world, very much like our own present situation, is hounded by an invisible enemy. If you see it, you go insane. Despite the many horrors around her, Mallory moves from a shy, fragile woman into a fierce, intelligent, creative woman with one thing in mind: keep her children safe. It is a truly sweeping novel that demands you rush to the end and just in time, as the author has just released a sequel, Mallory. Set 12 years into the future, her life and the lives of her children have changed, and so have the monsters. Will they be safe? Will they ever see the sun again? Only a read through the new novel will tell. Thank you, Reggie. Again, I'm not a horror person, but that almost sounds like one that I could read. Anyway, the next person we're going to hear from is CJ. She is recommending Heresy by Melissa Linhart. Heresy is an outlaw western set in Colorado in the late 1870s and tells the tale of the very successful all-woman Parker gang. The story is told as if it were nonfiction. The reader meets the historian that discovered and put together the scraps of information about the forgotten outlaw gang in the introduction, and once again in a transcript of a podcast interview at the end of the novel. The author develops the story in a unique and interesting way. She presents some sources of information written at the time of the gang activity, entries from the case notes and journals of Claire Hamilton and Margaret Parker, newspaper articles, letters, telegraph message transcripts, and minutes of the Colorado Equal Suffrage Association. WPA Slave Narrative Collection Project interviews of Hattie LaCour as she nears the end of her life record her reflections of the outlying time. The novel is a typical Western with stagecoach holdups, shootouts, horseback chases, dusty small-town streets, and dark saloons. The tale also clearly depicts the challenges of finding family and livelihood as a woman in the West at that time. The strong, resourceful, and loyal women of the Parker Gang meet those challenges as individuals and as a group in ways both predictable and unexpected that make their story one well worth reading. That sounds really interesting. Thank you, CJ. Okay, on to what I am reading. I'd like to recommend Chasing Perfect by Alicia Illion. If you read Girl, Wash Your Face by Rachel Hollis and felt completely overwhelmed by what you had to do in order to find success, then Chasing Perfect is the book for you. Illion meets you where you are and gives you hope in how to be joyful in your successes, however you want to define that term, and how to find joy in your failures. She's a fun writer and definitely someone I would have a good time getting to know. I'm listening to Discrimination and Disparities by Thomas Sowell. Yep, Sowell again. Seriously, though, if you haven't read any of his books, do yourself a favor. He is so smart and logical, but makes everything really understandable. I'm about 2 hours into this book, and I have found his definitions of discrimination and disparities and the differences between the two very insightful and helpful. This one is a lot shorter than his other books, so if you haven't read anything of his and want to start, this book is a good one to start with. What I'm looking forward to is One Time by Sharon Creech. This is a coming-of-age story of a girl who discovers the endless possibilities her future may hold with help from a brilliant teacher and a boy with a generous smile. I love Sharon Creech. She's one of those adults who remembers being a kid and is able to capture that feeling in her writing. I read Winslow last summer, and I think I did a review of that on this podcast as well, and absolutely loved it. So read Sharon Creech. That's all. Just do it. Whether you have kids or not, just read a book by Sharon Creech. And that's a wrap. Thanks for joining me today. Send recommendations or comments to me at whattoread@delawarelibrary.org. This is What to Read Wednesdays with Annie, and I'm your host, Annie Pasma. Thanks for listening.